Okay, this morning I'm going to take my life into my hands, perhaps, and talk a little bit about the first reading. In particular, because the verse that gets a lot of attention, and I suspect in this day and age, rightly so, is this question of subordination of wives for their husbands. I can tell you that while my mother generally did what my father wanted him to do, when she put her foot down, we did what she wanted to do. But how do we understand this reading in a spiritual sense? Because Paul is making some very big claims about the Christian life. And all too often we stop at that line, but we don't hear or reflect on what it means for husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church. That's the key part. Christ gave everything for the church. Christ took on suffering that wasn't his to take on because he loved us. He forgave our sins. The love of Christ for the church was total, complete, sacrificial. In fact, if we think about someone who in fact loves as Christ loves, what we're really saying is, could we, any of us, subordinate our will to the will of God? But it's on that this whole thing is predicated. That husbands and wives would see each other as caught up in this wonderful, wonderful, synergistic relationship that mirrors and mimics the life of Christ and the church. In fact, the Second Vatican Council said, when we look at families, we get a little glimpse at what the church could be. The ideal family, when it imitates the love of Christ for the church, becomes, in the words of the Second Vatican Council, a domestic church, a little church, a house church. The message here is a mystery because we can't comprehend the overwhelming love of Christ for each one of us, let alone for the entire church. But when we do, when we get even a tiny glimpse of the power of Christ's love for us, then it is very easy to place ourselves completely in the hands of Jesus, who loves us into eternal life.